Greg Kochuk is all about knuckle cracking these days.
Try it. Come on.
I'm not so good at this, so I asked some colleagues to help me out.
That's all I got. Sorry.
Can you crack your knuckles?
I'm going to try. Ready?
Oh, yeah. That was good. Clench those fists, stretch those hands, and...
You might hear bang. This pop that happens.
Kochuk teaches rehabilitative medicine at the University of Alberta in Canada. And he says the cause of that crack in that metacarpal phalangeal joint is a bit of a mystery.
It's not terribly clear in the literature of, you know, what actually happens.
In the late 40s, scientists theorized that when the bones suddenly pulled apart, that crack came from a gas bubble that would form in the fluid in between those joint surfaces.
In the same way that you might have a gas bubble created when you open up a can of pop or soda.
But by the 70s, researchers were headed in the exact opposite direction on this. They thought that a gas bubble was already there, and when the bones quickly pulled apart, the bubble would collapse and... So which was it? Or was it something totally different? Scientists were limited in what they could actually observe because of the available imaging technology at the time.
So it's been a real mess. No one's really come to any conclusion about what it is that causes this sound.
The mystery of this crack does not appear to be keeping doctors or chiropractors up at night. But Kochuk and his colleagues wanted to know. Then they realized that no one had yet used modern technology that would enable them to actually view this phenomenon and put this debate to rest.
Once we figured out, you know, that no one had done this yet, no one had taken a motion MRI or movie of what was happening in the joint, we basically ran into the MRI.
Okay, it wasn't that straightforward. First, they needed the right test subject.
Someone who can perform at showtime, right?
And crack on demand. They were in luck. Kochuk's colleague who had the idea for this whole thing in the first place, he had real talent.
He turned out, I mean, we're calling him the Wayne Gretzky of knuckle cracking.
Gretzky scores! He did it!
This guy can do it in all 10 fingers. And if you wait 15 minutes and things equilibrate again, he can do it again. And that was pretty important because it takes a while to get someone set up.
About that setup, what they did was tie a rope to their colleague's finger, who was all hooked up to the motion MRI. Then they gently pull on that rope to make the knuckle crack.
You could feel it happening through the rope.
Then they'd run around to the control desk and look at the screen to see what had happened.
Our jaws were on the floor. It was like, wow, we can't believe what we're seeing.
What they first saw was a white flash. Kochuk thinks that's the liquid, the synovial fluid that lubricates the joints. But as the bones pulled apart from that finger tug...
And then magically we saw this black cavity form at the same time that the sound was produced.
It was a gas bubble, and it stayed there after the crack. To Kochuk, this was evidence supporting that original theory that the creation, not the collapse of a gas bubble, caused the crack. Kochuk says the real mystery now is why knuckle cracking does not seem to cause major joint problems or arthritis, as people had once thought.
To us, you know, it's a nice, curious study. It's a lot of fun to do a study called the Pull My Finger study. But in the end, we're really hoping that it helps us understand why some joints remain healthy over time and others may not.
That, he says, may require a lot more finger pulling. For The Pulse, I'm Alana Gordon.